This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I know we're in the middle of July and life's supposed to be slower now. Vacations maybe, or maybe work's at least a little bit less crazed. But if you're in retail, buckle up, because this is the time of year when consumers start looking for pens and marble notebooks and three-ring binders, hand sanitizers and masks this year probably too, and parents dragging kids to the store to buy clothes that actually fit. Deloitte expects back-to-school spending to hit $32.5 billion with a B dollars for K-12 this year, works out to $612 per student. But as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports, there is a lot going on that makes this back-to-school season different and less predictable.
A lot of kids went to school remotely last year. So like a lot of us adults, they could get away with wearing pajama pants or shorts.
That happens for school, too. You know, business on top and party on the bottom.
That's Tracy Hurley in Naperville, Illinois. Now, being a growing teenager, her 13-year-old son doesn't fit in his old pants, so she's going to have to buy him clothes for the school year. The same is true for Janelle Domeyer in Omaha, Nebraska, and her 15-year-old twin boys. Their school had hybrid classes last year.
I expect to buy more clothes because they will be there every single day.
One thing she says will help, the expanded child tax credit. People are now getting more money from the federal government if they have kids, and they're getting it up front. For Domeyer, it's an additional $500 a month.
I think it will affect how I spend, just in terms of I won't have any anxiety over any increased cost or buying extra clothes that they will need.
Also, a lot of families got stimulus checks over the past year and have saved up money. Rod Sides is a vice chairman at Deloitte.
So generally, when you see savings rates go up and we get into a season, usually consumers will spend a little bit more.
So there are lots of reasons to think people will spend more money on back to school this year. But remember that problem we've been telling you about with supply chains? Sonia Lipinski is a managing director at Alex Partners.
Retailers continue to struggle to get product in for varied reasons. There's still supply issues in different countries because countries are grappling with COVID.
It's not clear if people will be able to buy everything they want for the school year. And with prices going up, whether they'll be willing to pay what it costs. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.